Welcome to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman. The Kelly Norman Team. Mike and Allison are here every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Mike and Allison. Now, The Kelly Norman Team. Mike Kelly and Allison Norman on News Talk 1350 KSRO.
Well, happy new year to what and all. This is the Real Estate Hour. And
happy new year.
Hey, right.
There it is. Happy new year. Okay. So if you were trying to sleep in and you happen to have your radio on,
Forget it. We just woke you up. You can't do that.
Happy new year. Happy new year.
Hope you had a nice Christmas. As you well know, the show last week was taped.
And
this is doing the same thing on this one. So do not call in to the usual numbers, but we're going to tell you how to get a hold of us. Any other time you want to.
Any other time during the week. Give us a call at 707-799-3617. That's 707-799-3617. Even if it's a real estate-related question today, you can call that number, and that'll go directly to me, and I am around. I'll be around, and I always have my cell phone with me.
Are you a big New Year's person? New Year's Eve person?
Yeah, no. Not really. I don't know.
The last time I think I really had a big New Year's Eve, we went to Lena's, the old Lena's on Highway 12. And you're really dating yourself if you even know what that is. But it was owned by a gal named Juanita, who was an ex-madam. Sally Sanford's out of Sausalito. It had a great colorful history to her. This hotel was the old Sonoma Hotel in Boy Springs. And they gave you a piece of prime rib, which was bigger than the size of my head. I mean, it was this huge piece of prime rib. And you'd walk into the place. She had a fox tied up outside. So you walked up, there was this little fox. She actually slept in the lobby. Her bedroom was the office for the hotel lobby. And it wasn't a hotel anymore. It was basically a dining area. So you'd walk in, and she'd be laying there in her bed. And she'd go, hi. And she'd lay sound asleep in her bed. And she'd wake up and walk around in her pajamas and everything.
Oh, funny. While the guests are coming.
Oh, she was a character.
So that was your New Year's thing.
Chickens running around the place, inside of the hotel.
Oh,
and
good old San Francisco.
That was the last New Year's where I took no prisoners.
Oh.
Okay, that was the last one where you didn't want to get up. I mean, you just kept going. New Year's 3rd, 4th. You didn't
put any breaks on. Party for days.
But now I'm very sedate. So.
Yeah, no, I usually, I always stay up until midnight. And then we all go, woohoo, I have several dogs, and I have one dog who, he hears one little pop. And he's done for the night. And he's like crawling under the bed, trying to get out in the garage for some reason. He's trying to get away from this horrible, scary, the sky is falling thing. So, and everybody lights off the fireworks at midnight or shoots their guns or whatever they do. I heard this horrible bang the other night. It was like, it sounded like an explosion. But anyway, so I'm, I usually am staying home to make sure that he's okay.
The dog's okay. All right,
he's cool. Like totally traumatized.
Jake, I think Jake's not that crazy about it.
The rest of them are okay, but that's what you see dogs that get hit by cars and everything.
If you did have a good New Year's last night and you're sleeping in, you can always listen to the show.
You can lay in bed and listen to the show.
But you can always listen to the show.
You can listen to the show later at KSRO.com. It'll be on a podcast. Now, last week, it took a day. I think it didn't show up that same day, so you have to wait till they come in and put it up on the podcast. So it'll be the next day if you miss it. But you can also email, I forgot to tell you our email address, so besides the phone call at 799-3617, you can also anytime throughout the week call or email nodumbquestion@gmail.com, and that's a great way to get a hold of us if you have a real estate question. We're glad to answer it. And then visit our blog, therealestatehourblog.com. And I'm starting to load the podcast on there. It was a little of a change in the process for that, and so we're getting caught up.
The podcasts are actually the Facebook stuff, because we do Facebook too.
Yes.
Which one are you talking about, sir?
I am talking about, you know, you're right. No, it was the Facebook Live
Hold on. Did you get that? Did you hear that, folks?
Mike Kelly was right. No, Allison admitted that Mike Kelly was right.
What time is it? Let's see. Okay, I got to get this.
Okay. Anyway, so on the blog.
They all heard it.
Okay. On the blog, I'm starting to load our Facebook Live videos because we are videoing. We're not videoing it today live because the show is our second only ever in the history of the Real Estate Hour, I think. Maybe there have been another couple of pre-recorded throughout the years. But so we're not Facebook Live today. But normally during our show, it's Facebook Live, and it's the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman.
So you can always check that out if you want to. You can always, like Allie says, give us a call off the air at 799-3617. So this show is we're going to try to talk about some things we've seen last year, where things are kind of going to in real estate for this coming year. You know, it's really funny. I was reading the other day, and this show is on Friday. There was an article in the Press Democrat, which I'm quoted in from our friend Robert Digitale at the Press Democrat, kind of a year in review. They were talking about what it's like to get into the housing market, either as a renter or as a first-time home buyer. And either one is pretty daunting. So
yeah.
We'll talk about that article a little later on. But the thing is that we're going to try to kind of go forward. Robert Shiller, Kay Shiller, you know, the people that track the housing prices throughout the nation, he's mm-hmm. now saying that we may have a Trump boom in the future.
Oh, interesting.
Now, he just said it like, we may have one. Like, okay.
We may not.
I mean, it's like, do you have any information?
There was no meat. There was no meat behind that.
Why do you say that? I mean, what is that going to entail? I mean, right now, if you look at interest rates, they're usually, you know, they're going to, if we start having more inflation or if the economy mm-hmm. gets overheated, then the Fed's going to crack down and raise the interest rates.
Mm-hmm.
So how's that going to help housing?
There's a whole
now they all talk about the deregulation, which Trump says he's going to be famous to do. And I think all, you know, regulation is local.
Yeah.
I mean, if you go through that article in the PD, which was Friday by Robert, you'll see that what some of the biggest complaints are the regulatory, you know, needs, the conditions of the city and the county when it comes to doing any of these subdivisions, which are just incredibly daunting. I mean, Shirley Zane may go up there and yell, build, baby, build, but then she hits the PRMD, baby, PRMD, in the city council or the city, the works department. And it's not that easy. They don't share her enthusiasm for build, baby, build. Okay?
Yeah.
But I like Shirley's enthusiasm. We'll see what happens. The county itself has some large acreage that they're thinking about converting into, you know, hopefully affordable housing. So we'll have to see how that'll happen.
Yeah, that'd be good.
And see if the market rate people get in there and then, you know, make some of it affordable housing. But this week we're going to chat about that a little more detail. But the Trump effect, I think it's going to be around. We'll see what happens. I don't really know myself, you know. I mean, if you kind of look what he stands for, low regulations, I mean, that will help the economy overall. But then again, there could be other things that happen mm-hmm. if we get too overinflated and too hot in the marketplace. Then, you know, Yellen walks in and says, okay, boys, I'm putting a cap on this. We're raising those rates
mm-hmm.
because you're just getting too quick out there. You know, there's too inflation and it's tweaking up or something like that. So we'll see, that may happen. So it'll be very interesting to see. We're going to come back and chat with and talk about numbers.
Yes.
Yes.
We are. We're going to talk about numbers, and we're going to talk about the interest rate and let you know a little bit, you know, year-end numbers and then what's happening this month in real estate. And a little bit about Santa Rosa chapter of realtors and tell you all about that. And we're going to talk a little bit of a tease because it won't be fully until next week. But we're going to talk about some new laws that have gone into place that affect real estate. So stay tuned for that and more.
Yep. And we'll be right back after these words. Happy New Year to what it all.
Happy New Year.
We are back. Happy New Year
Happy
to
New
one
Year.
And all. Happy New Year. We don't have any noise.
There we go.
There they are. Okay.
Ta-da. Ta-da-da-da. Happy
On
New Year.
On command noisemakers. I like that.
Okay, wake up, everybody.
Really. So, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to Happy you.
Year. So, this should be a very interesting year coming up.
Everybody's kind of wondering what's going to happen political changes and how is that going to affect real estate and the world in general.
So looking here locally in the lovely state of California and, you know, around.
Beautiful county of Sonoma.
Beautiful county of Sonoma. So when you look at our numbers for last year, we were almost is remarkably flat. We were down a little bit in the way of sales over last year, nothing to really get excited about, you know, maybe, you know, 2 or 3 or 4% of that. Mm. So very, very, so it's almost like flat from last year.
And are you talking number of
talking about number
properties
of sales.
Sold.
Okay, when you look at the condos last year, we sold 678 last year, 676 this year.
Oh, wow.
So
yeah.
It's just like, you know, how do you make that happen?
Yeah.
You know, then you look at, you know, when you look at financing, how do people finance loans? Well, there's usually about five ways. Mm-hmm. Okay, there's conventional, mm-hmm. okay, which is one of them. And conventional, when you look at the conventional numbers, they're right around. They're the biggest entity they're using right now. Last, but they were like totally next to each other. Last year, it was 2,782 conventional loans that were made. This year is 2,788.
Wow.
So it's right next to each other.
Well, and FHA and VA, pretty similar.
Well, not really, because the FHA
went up.
Is dropped. Mm. No, it's dropped.
Okay. Oh, I'm looking at the wrong.
You're looking at the wrong column because you didn't write these. I did.
See, I know.
So I know where to look.
I know you do.
So that's last year.
Got it.
533 last year.
So they went down.
And then, so this year is about 456. Same thing with F8 with VA, the 133 to 117.
Interesting.
So you can see that, you know, they're off, and the reason the FHA and VA are off are why? Because prices keep going up.
Yeah.
You know, you were talking to us before we came on the air about what was the medium price of an active listing right now.
Yeah, in Sonoma County. I'm going to go over that with
How
our
much
numbers.
Was it?
It's active single family home, $849,000.
So that's, so when you talk about medium home price, we usually refer to the sales price.
Yeah, and that's the active, not the sold.
I'm sorry?
The number I just told you.
Oh, that's from the active.
Active, not the sold. People go, well, on the real estate hour, they said the median home price is $849,000.
I said the median home price, because we always refer to that
right.
on the show.
Mm-hmm.
We rarely talk about the medium active price on the market.
Exactly.
So where the medium home price is like $575,000, the medium active price is
849, which means, you know, and there's a lot of people that are looking in that lower price point, which is our median.
Well, there is
around
a lower price point because you have 849 as your medium home price. Half of the market's below that 849, and half is above.
Oh, no, I know. But, and I'm saying compared to what the median sold prices are, what is it,
575.
So you can see people are not. As many people are wanting to buy a house that's $849,000, or not able
but when
to.
But when they go to look, okay, if
there's nothing there.
If there was the medium active price was $575,000, there'd be a whole bunch of stuff that was affordable, right?
Right, exactly.
So what that $875,000 shows is that there's not, okay, because that's increased dramatically.
Yep.
But the other thing that we talk about too is when you're looking at price segments, they've kind of like disappeared. If you look between like. We used to run zero to 250. I don't do that anymore because there's just nothing there.
There's nothing there.
So if you go 250 to 4, then you go 4 to 5 and 4. I mean, you see those numbers dramatically, you know, just disappearing because of the lack of inventory.
Yep.
Okay, we have, which, and how many actives do we have total on the market?
On the market, we have 474 active single family, 45 condos.
Yeah. So what that relatively means to you guys is that 5-6 years ago, we had something like 1,600 active listings, okay, on the marketplace.
Yeah.
So we've drawn.
That puts us some context.
Yeah, but in the last 4 or 5 years, we've been kind of stuck in a normal marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where basically what we have is the it's kind of like a seasonal market. It doesn't change year over year over year. Where we had before, with what, 2000, we had, you know, the run up, then we had to run down, then we had to run back up with REOs and
short
sales,
and
then we run down. Now we run down again the other way, but we've been flat for the last 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So this is kind of like the new normal.
Exactly. And that 474 active. It's a little low, but you're right. It's been pretty much all year, you know, in the like 500 range of currently active on the market homes across the board, across the county.
And if you look at those 475 active listings, that's every price point.
Exactly.
That's everything, guys. That's some zero to, you know, $25 million.
Exactly.
Every town and hamlet in Sonoma County.
I know.
For a population of 500,000. So
that's not very much.
It's kind of squeaky.
And then you're looking maybe between, you know, 4 and 5. So you've got a few properties to look at. and then for Marin, while we're on the numbers, I'll just finish it up. For Marin County, they have 152 active single family homes. The median active home in Marin, $2,325,000. That's their median.
Medium active.
Active. They're median active. Their median is like a million, so just over a million.
Medium sold price.
Yes, medium sold price. Their medium active is $2,325,000. And there's 152 active, 48 condos. The condo median is $605,000.
Okay, so that's why you come to Sonoma County.
Exactly. They also have about half the population of Sonoma County. Yeah. So, but still, they have a lot fewer listings.
They have about half of the money in the world, too.
So, I know.
But the thing about Marin County is we talked about this before with the smart train. Mm-hmm. If they ever figure out how to make an engine for a train and get the train running again, you know, the guy wanted to come down and give us an update. And I said, no, we've had enough of the updates.
No, yeah, you know, wait till you get everything worked out, then give us.
Spring of next year, right. Uh-huh. Let's hope they can build an engine by then. Anyway, but if they do get to get someday, and we do have service to Marin County, mm-hmm. That's where it ends at. It ends at, you know, in San Rafael. It doesn't go any further. Mm-hmm. But
eventually it's going to go down to Larkspur, to the ferry. It will. I have faith.
They can't get the engines to run, Ali. I mean, when they get down to Larkspur, it'll be another 20 years from now. Anyway, but the point I'm trying to make is that it's going to be very affordable to come to Sonoma County.
Yes. When you look and at easier the than prices. The traffic and all of that.
Well, if you got a medium active price point of 2.3, and a medium active here of 875, people are going to go, wait a second, I can take a train, mm-hmm. 40 minutes, all right, every day, a nice train, I drive, I get in the car, have a glass of wine, come in and go, whatever you want to do. You know. But the nice thing about it is that they can go down there, they can come up here and afford to buy these properties, right, which may still further, you know, we don't know if it'll just push our prices even higher.
Yeah, but I would imagine. Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things that has really increased the luxury market up here is the out of area buyers and the people coming up from Silicon Valley and San Francisco and Oakland and, you know, all of those areas down there where they're going, oh, yeah, I think it would be nice to have a second home in the wine country. Sure. And look, we can buy one for $2 million. What a deal. Or $1 million, you know. So, and to them, they're going down here, it'd be like $5 million, you know. So,
but you have to realize that Sonoma County, and one thing we talked about before is the $1 million report. We always do a $1 million report, mm-hmm. which we'll probably do in January sometime. And they're doing very well, thank you. Okay, mm-hmm. $1 million plus properties.
Oh, yeah, in Sonoma County?
For this time of the year,
absolutely.
It's unbelievable the activity and the amount of listings are out there.
Yeah.
Now, you got to remember that, you know, this is a county where this could be the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh house mm-hmm. for somebody.
Yeah.
You know, they could say, you know, I want to live in Sonoma County. Mm-hmm. They have great stuff going on there, right? So they have their house in Greece. They have their house in the south of France.
Yeah.
They got a flat in London, some place in New York City.
Yeah, Sun Valley, maybe, Idaho,
yeah,
to go skiing.
In Aspen. So they have a place in Sonoma County, which is fine. We love you.
Yeah.
You know, but that's what we're seeing also. But that mm-hmm. marketplace is a little more fickle because they may say, you know, I don't need that property in Sonoma County. Mm-hmm. I'll find something else. So, but that market is doing very well. So when we come back next year, or in next
this
year.
This year, yeah.
This year. Earlier this year, we will talk about that too. Okay, so shall we take a break? Yeah, why not? Shall we take a break? Why not?
I don't know. Is it time? Yeah. We're going to take a break for the news.
So happy New Year to one and all. Hopefully you're up and around. Maybe you're on your third Bloody Mary or your third Rainbow Spizz, whatever it is.
We'll try not to be too loud.
You've even gone to bed yet. But that's another story altogether. We'll see you in a few minutes. This is Mike Kelly.
I'm Allison Norman.
Happy New Year from the Real Estate Hour, right back after these words. Happy New Year to
happy,
you.
Happy
it
New
off.
Year.
Hope you had a guys had a good New Year's and you're safely ensconded in your house again, or maybe you're
taking
just maybe you're just coming
today.
In. I don't know. Maybe you're listening to us on the radio,
stumbling through.
You're
the
going,
front
who
door.
Are these guys? I've never heard these guys before. We should do this in more every January 1st. But hopefully you're safe and sane and had a good New Year's Eve.
Did you say safe and sane?
Why not?
No, I don't know.
Safe and sane.
Okay. You are safe and sane and sound.
Yes, safe and sane. I think that's okay. That is something wrong with that?
Safe no, and sane? No. I just want to make sure I heard you right.
You could be safe and insane. But
that,
yeah.
Safe and sane. Okay. You made it through the holidays, right, and you right. made it through the year. And you know, there's so much bashing of 2016 over the last couple of weeks. And, oh, I can't wait for it to be over. What a horrible year! But and then I started seeing. Yesterday and in the days prior to New Year's, people saying, okay, let's talk about what was good in 2016. And there really was a lot of good stuff. So if you look back and, it wasn't a horrible
really?
Year. There was the whole first half of the year, at least.
Well, I'm thinking about it.
Yeah. Well, just reflect on that.
It's like that Jack Benny line.
It wasn't horrible. There was,
Benny,
some good stuff.
Somebody walks up to Jack Benny and he puts a gun in his chest and he goes, your money or your life?
Yeah.
And Jack Benny's looking at him and he goes, the guy says, your money or your life? And he goes, I'm thinking about it. So,
yeah.
That's kind of what I feel about last year. Last year was like, one thing I learned last year is I will never, ever listen to any pundit ever again.
Yeah.
Every one of my guys I listened to, forget it, blew it, totally blew it. Nobody knew what was going on. So.
Yeah, just, tune that all out. But it wasn't. So we're all still here. It's a good thing.
Well,
we made it through. We actually did have a good year
said
in real estate.
Said it was a chapter. Did some good things.
Yeah, we're going to
talk about that.
Okay.
Or we're going to talk about the article.
Let's talk about
okay.
the article.
And the
we'll,
Friday
we'll talk about
in the
chapter
Press
later.
Democrat. So Robert Digitale. We're talking about the lack of finding rentals and lack of finding affordable housing in Sonoma County. And he talks about some of these folks, and it was they're talking about this one gentleman who just happened to be there at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
Single guy found a place for $509. Same story with my client last year.
Mm-hmm.
Where people had left town. It was Thanksgiving week. Nobody was around. They bought a new place. They had to get rid of their house. They had to get this
right
house.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy was right there. So sometimes it's just being at the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
But his agent, who was Belinda Andrews, said hey, when you find something, you got to jump on it.
Exactly.
So, guys, we used to say this quite often when the market was extremely hot, when we had 15, 20 offers in the REO market.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it in escrow.
Exactly. Yes.
Because people always say, well, I want to think about it.
Yeah.
I go, look, do me a favor. Think about it in escrow. What do you mean think about it in escrow? I said, well, what are you concerned about? Well, I'm concerned about that. Okay, fine. Then we can do all those reports when we're in escrow.
Right.
But don't lose the house. Don't negotiate against yourself and take yourself out of the picture.
Yeah.
Okay?
Before.
Go ahead and write an offer subject to your inspection, subject to getting that question answered.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it during when you're in escrow.
Yeah.
And if you can't make it work, then we can back out into our time frames. We've never, ever lost a client's deposit.
No.
On the real estate hour or any time during in my career.
Never,
in the
ever. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. And that is a big concern for buyers. And they don't, a lot, especially first-time buyers, really don't understand that there's so many safety nets. It used to be, buyer beware was that caveat emptor. My Latin, right? Buyer beware. And years ago in real estate, it was more, you better do your inspections. And if you don't discover something, it's your fault.
Now,
there's so many safety nets for a buyer, not to mention your agent who is there to look out for you.
Well, and there's so many mandatory disclosures a seller has to make.
Yeah.
Whereas before, it was like, I know something about my house.
You better find out.
You got to find out. No, it's not the foundation.
Yeah.
No, it's not the roof.
What is it? It's not the guy that died in the corner. But So people do get really worried about that. And, you're right. I'm going to say it a second time. You're right. Did we say that on the
Jesus,
air before?
Twice.
I said something before. Oh, you're right. And he said, oh. Anyway,
I'm telling you, I don't know if I can continue on.
But no, you made a very good point. Is that, don't stop.
What point is that?
The point that you can
think about it
during escrow. I mean, you don't want to just be throwing offers out there. You want to kind of want the house. But, you know, think about it. Do your, you've got that inspection period. That's what it's for. And while you're, you know, sitting there deciding, you know, maybe somebody else looked at it yesterday and they have already had the night to sleep on it, and now they're going to write an offer. You know, so you can't think on it when it's something like that. You got to just make an offer. Make a move.
But we're not saying that to lose or put you into a situation you can't get out of.
No, absolutely not.
You should understand.
Yes.
So going through the article, Robert Digitale was nice to quote me in there. He asked me about the inventory, and I said, well, we're not seeing the inventory, hence we're not seeing the sales.
Yeah.
So if you have no inventory, your sales are not going to be very much because nobody can buy anything to move along.
Yeah.
So that's my really intelligent quote.
But it makes a lot of sense.
It does make a lot of sense.
And you're right.
It does. So, and the bigger thing they talked about also is about where the new housing. We know Rotor Park is going to be building a lot of stuff going on. Those folks are gung-ho. They're ready to go. But the biggest problem we have is, like we talked about with Shirley, about build, baby, build. And they talk about Shirley in here, that you got to get through all the hassle.
Mm-hmm. Of, the hoops and loops at the county.
The culture of those folks, those bureaucrats down there that are hunkering down and got their, you know, they've got their little ticket. Take ticket number two, please.
Yeah, you know, we'll see you in 45 minutes.
And I could, you know, I have a lot of contractor friends, and if we had them on the air here, it'd probably be X-rated because they have so many stories that they could tell you. They're all will have many expletives laced throughout their tirades. But it's just kind of crazy, and it just drives them. A lot of guys just get out of the business because of that.
They go, yeah, they can't deal with the county. Yeah.
You know, I mean, you have Muddy City, they're waiting, ready to rock and roll, and they're saying, well, we need this.
Yeah.
Now. You know, and they just, they're not really a partner with you.
No, and then the fees are just ridiculous sometimes, you know. And then there's the, you know, a lot of times there's neighbors or a neighborhood group that gets involved and doesn't want, you know, the housing the way it's going to be built in. So it, which is justified in some cases, but you know, it's all, and then the environmentalists and our big, you know, salamander issue, tiger salamanders. And so there's a lot involved in housing, but it definitely is something that I think they've been addressing or trying to loosen things up, but they really haven't. And we're going to talk as we head into the new year, more about the new second unit. What do they call it? It's a auxiliary dwelling unit now, rather than a granny unit. But the state has come up with a law that's going to loosen those, and then each county and city has to come kind of do their own.
We'll go over that next year.
Which would be this year.
This year, sometime.
This new year.
But the thing they talked about is also rents, the way the rents rents are going, and the highest rents obviously was Santa Rosa. They had the highest kick up in rents because it, you know, unfortunately, when Julie Combs said, hey, let's do rent control, and people just went, oops. And
they said, okay, let's raise our rents now while we can.
Well, and a lot of folks, you know, like I talked to some, I was at getting coffee today at Starbucks, a friend of ours who is a property manager, and he says their property's rents have been pretty much average for many, many years. Mm-hmm. But and that's been because they raised them up, not like substantially. They'd raise them up like every 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, cost
but,
of living.
But now they're talking about 3%. 3% per year, guys. You know,
of limiting 2-3%
of your rent increases. And they're going, well, gosh, I better get something in there now that I could use as a good base.
Yeah.
So start doing that 3%, because what's going to happen is that the petition they had for rent control was approved. I mean, it was actually finalized in the petition to repeal
the rent control.
And that's going to go to the city council in January 10th. The city council is not going to rescind the ordinance, guys. They're going to set a special election for June, and it'll go then. But if it loses, if the petition to take that, you know, rent control off the table, if that loses and we have rent control, when does this start?
Yeah, I don't know.
So a lot of you know, guys are going, holy Toledo.
It might be like right away. Well, usually it's 30 days from when it's when an ordinance is put into place. And what happened in Sebastopol, they had something that passed, and they wrote into the language that it is effective immediately. Yeah. And that happened.
And they did that simply because they didn't want anybody.
Well, and then actually that may have been the X overlay. That X overlay was, you know, with the vacation rental thing. They said no, that's what it was, actually. They said no new applications immediately. So there was no warning. There was no new applications for vacation rentals with that X overlay in Sonoma County. So I don't know if they'll do that or if they'll say it's because it's normally 30 days from when it's voted on.
Yeah, yeah.
So who knows?
Yeah. So, I mean, that's what Julie Cole is trying to do here. She tried to do an emergency ordinance, mm-hmm. which that's what they did in Sebastopol. And that basically, you know, shut it down at that point. Whereas if they, you know, they did it here that we knew what she was up to. She couldn't get the votes to do the emergency ordinance. She tipped her hand. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
So you could probably, the irony of the whole thing is the person that's probably caused the highest amount of rent increases.
The one who brought it up.
Is Julie Combs. So that's, but she tried.
That's Mike Kelly's opinion.
What's that? That's my opinion. So that's fine. It's okay if I have an opinion.
Well, yeah, but
it's
you're
not
on,
the station
you
know. Or management of Castro's.
Thank you.
You
said, yes.
You're welcome. Okay.
I was throwing your disclaimer in there, protecting you a little
Thank
bit.
You. Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay.
But well, I think you're right.
Thank you. We'll take a break and come back after we are following our New Year's Eve fun.
Yeah.
I hope you guys had a great New Year's. So we will be right back after these words.
Yeah.
Happy New Year. Mike Kelly's here and Allison Norman's here. And it's,
we are. Happy, happy New Year.
Yeah, yeah.
There we go.
There we are.
Happy New Year's to you. Is there not a Happy New Year song we can sing? Just the old Lang Syne or whatever.
That's right.
Old Lang Syne. I don't know.
Okay. So we're chatting about the kind of, some forecasts for the years, what's happened last year, what's going to be going on this next year. But we just wanted to give you a quick update on interest rates because, you know, right now they're still very good. Okay, and Allison always likes to talk about the interest rates every week.
Well, I mean, it's a kind of our thing.
It's kind of your thing. But.
Okay, it's kind of my thing. Well, people go, okay, tell us this week what the interest rates are. So, you know, they've gone up. They're coming in at the end of the week about 4.375 for 30-year fixed conventional financing. And FHA, still a little bit lower at 4.25. VA, 3.875 for VA financing.
Good.
So that's great for our veterans. And, you know, I love doing VA with buyers. And I actually did a lot this year. We had quite a few VA buyers. And we did. And there's a lot of, I think people are starting to come around, listing agents, realtors, and, you know, and sellers, and then really more it's the realtors than the sellers, understanding the process. And there are ways to make it work. And the difference with VA financing is that you have to have Section 1 clearance. And a lot of times that also includes Section 2 clearance, and this is on a pest report I'm talking about. And usually we keep a pest report out of the contract. But with VA, it is part of the contract, and they require to see it, and they require everything that's on it to be fixed. So, but there are ways around it. It doesn't necessarily mean the seller has to pay for it, you know, or you come in with a little higher price to offset it. So there's a lot of ways, and it's really nice to see that the rates have come down a little on that.
And now we just need to see more people use it, because last year we dropped from 133 last year to only 117 this past year. So.
Yeah, well, and the thing is, there is a limit on it. And I don't know if it went up
not necessarily. I mean, the VA is one heck of a great loan. I mean, you can buy up to $2 million worth of property with a VA loan. People don't realize that. And I don't think people have realized how to really use it to their advantage. The hard part is trying to sell it to other agents.
Right.
Because if you have conventional loans, Allie, where you had 2,788 conventional loans made, mm-hmm. and you only had 117 VA loans made, you kind of go, okay, that's an uphill battle.
Right. Well, right. But I mean, as far as the 100% financed VA loan, there is a limit there. There's a limit on that,
of course,
isn't there?
Is.
You know.
Yeah.
So, but you can bring some funds in and still get the VA financing.
No, it's a great loan.
I'm saying
the problem we have, though, is
that getting it to be accepted.
Is getting, yes, getting people to accept, especially if you're in multiple offers.
Yeah.
And you're coming into a property guy. Why should I clear a pest report when I got a loan?
Right.
Here?
That's why you need to have that communication between agents. The lender, I always have the lender call the selling agent, the listing agent, and explain to them the process in case they don't know VA. And I had one that the buyer came in with a higher purchase price. to offset the cost of the seller doing the repairs that needed to be done. So there's ways to work it. We had a short sale a few years ago, more than a few years ago now, where the buyer actually paid that for the repairs to be done. That was that place over on, it was over in Northwest Santa Rosa, but it was a long time ago. It was a short sale, but we were able to get it a VA, and the buyer actually paid a contractor to come do the repairs. So anyway, VA is a good way to go, and it's good to see that the interest rates are 3.875. Jumbo rates, 4.25 for 30-year. 15-year, you can get 4%. 7-1 ARM, 3.625. So these are just kind of general interest rates. You know, check with your lenders. It doesn't hurt to call around. And there's also some options where you you can get a better interest rate if you buy down the interest rate, pay a little bit more in closing costs, or you can save some closing costs by going up a little in your interest rate. So there's a lot of ways you can change this, and it's not set in
that's
stone.
That's why you need to get a good professional to talk to. We can recommend any number of those folks for you.
Right.
I mean, we use Otto Kohler, who's been on the show before, Eric Oquist of Wells Fargo, mm-hmm. Pete Phillippe at Freedom Mortgage. So we have a lot of great people we can have you chat with and figure out just what you're going to do. We had Otto on talking about the increase
in the jumbo
loan mm-hmm. limits, which is going to be good for next year. I think we're going to need every bit of that to help us get through when the rates start going up.
Right.
And also how to take your FICO score and make it into a really good FICO score.
By doing
a number of small things, all right?
So, yeah, and a good lender will help you figure that out. And I was going to say something else, but you
what?
Were giving me hand signals over there. I forgot now. Oh, I was going to say, interest rates, the reason you want to get your FICO score up is, one, you may not be able to qualify for the loan at all with a low interest rate, but also these interest rates could be a little bit higher if you don't have a good FICO score. Maybe it's good enough to qualify for the loan, but there's going to be some additional fees in there because you're a higher risk. So there is a real benefit to getting that FICO score up.
Yes, we like to see that.
Yes.
Cool.
We do.
Okay, so our Santa Rosa chapter was very busy last year. We'll finish it off by doing some nice warm, fuzzy-feely stuff.
Warm, fuzzy-feely, yeah, end of the year. See, because I said some good things happened in 2016. It wasn't horrible completely. Oops, sorry. But yeah, so Santa Rosa chapter is that did you hear the squeak?
Yeah, kidding.
It was just me moving my microphone anyway. That was our Halloween, our chains and sound. Anyway.
You need a little gopher hose here.
Anyway, so Santa Rosa chapter, which is a short way of calling it, it's the Santa Rosa chapter of the North Bay Association of Realtors, which
we are the largest chapter.
Yeah, which is part of the California Association of Realtors, and it goes, anyway, so we are the largest chapter. We have, I don't know how many members we have, but we gave away this year over $40,000. I think it was close to $50,000 when everything was said and done. Because at our Christmas party alone, which it wasn't included in this $40,000 number I'm looking at, we raised in one day $9,000.
Wow.
In a kind of a fund the need. We do a Christmas tree auction, which turned into a kind of a fund the need. And it's like, okay, well, you were willing to bid that much for that tree, would you just do it and give that money anyway? So we went around the room and raised almost $9,000. Then there was a time that we share the building, our meeting at the Veterans Hall, and so Vets Connect is there, and they came in and just kind of chatted about the need, and they need tarps and they need money and they need donations. And then the guy left and went back, and somebody said, well, let's pass the hat. So we passed the hat. We made over $1,300 that day.
Yeah.
I called the guy back in. He came. He had, was holding back tears, was shocked that we raised that money so quickly for him. So, the realtor community, we do a lot of that. We do a lot of giving back, and it helps build our community, for one thing, amongst the realtors, and that helps when we go to write an offer or because we're working together and we all know each other.
Yeah, yeah.
The community, the support, and knowing each other. But we're also building building funds and having events that we give back to the community with the funds. So we have a list, and I'm not going to read the Unless you want me to read the entire list.
Just that, should we say that we do support a lot of different organizations in the community?
Yeah.
We don't need to name all of them, but there's something like, I think, 20 or something this year that we gave money to.
Yeah, you know, from there's the Jewish Family Center, there was a Scholar Share College Savings Plan, Becoming Independent, Santa Rosa Parks Foundation. I think we donated some money towards the Howarth Park
new train.
The handicap. They needed a wheelchair accessible train. Catholic Charities is a big, we do our coat drive, and they're a big beneficiary of that, along with Vets Connect. Voices, Positive Images, Worth Our Weight, which is the program down at Montgomery does that. And then Volunteer Center Tutor Program, Harvest for the Hungry, Community Support Network, Women's Recovery Services, The Living Room, Boys and Girls Club, Easter Seals, Santa Rosa JC Basketball Camp, Bird Rescue Center, Verity.
So you actually did read all those off.
Sixth Street Playhouse, yeah. So, you know, and it goes on a little further, but I'm not. Oh, Children's Museum, we're a big... And SAY, which is doing great things in the community. So, I get excited about it. You know, when I started in real estate, one of the things was that I really had the time, because our jobs are flexible, and we have the time to get involved, and it benefits us to get involved and give back to the community and meet people. So it all really fits together really nicely. And that was, you know, one of the best things for me was I was able to start getting involved. And had more time because I'm not working a 9-to-5 job. So yeah. We really do. And if you have a charity that you are interested in, you know, needs some money, needs some funding for a specific thing or just in general, we're always open to suggestions. And you can give me a call, 799-3617. And I'm actually the incoming chair. They call it a chair. They changed it my year.
What can you do?
So I was the president-elect last year, and I am the chair this year. So I'm the chair of the Santa Rosa Chapter of Realtors, North Bay Association. Santa Rosa Chapter of the North Bay Association of Realtors. And if you have any.
Yeah, because we do a lot of things. We usually break it down by quarter about who we give to. I mean, we had a great realtor, Tamara Burrell, Pacific Union, who did a great job last year of like breaking in and say one quarter would be children, next quarter would be homeless, next quarter would be, you know, whatever. But so she broke it down that way. We were able to allocate our funds and go after and find organizations that really needed our help. So if you're one of those organizations that does need that help, just give Allison a call at 799-3617.
Or nodumbquestion@gmail.com is a great way also. Just say, hey, I heard you talking about that. I have this organization. We could surely use your help. And what we do is we vet. And I know Tamara's going to be involved still for me. Niskutia, who's our exiting president, past president, is going to be involved and kind of pick up what Tamara was doing. And vetting the applications that we get and coordinated.
Okay, so we got that out there.
Yeah.
We want to get that out there. So,
well, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Hey, no problem. So we're going to see you next week on the Real Estate Hour.
We'll be live and in person.
Next week.
And Facebook Live next week.
We'll start back. The Facebook Follies again.
Yes, our Facebook Follies. And we're going to be talking about some new laws, and there are some new laws that went into effect that affect real estate a little bit. Some are just minor tweaks, but others are important and big and you should know about. So we'll talk about that.
And your questions, we've got
end of year numbers, but we'll have end of December numbers because we'll know by next week, when things.
We're also going to follow up with Tom Habstead and Mike Trainin about the PRMD issues. That's the Permanent Resource Management Division. A lot of you folks who have a country property listen to the show realize how tough it is to get anything done at the county.
Yeah.
It's getting worse. It's not going to get any better. The septic issues are a major, major issue.
Yeah.
And so we're going to have Mike probably come on the show and chat about that.
Right.
And some other update topical things. So we got to run. So happy
New Year.
Happy New Year. Okay. Well, this has been the Real Estate Hour. I'm Mike Kelly.
I'm Allison Norman.
And we'll see you live
next week.